Hi everyone, good morning to everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rani. I've attended C3 Fremantle for more than a year. I'm here to share my faith story. And before I start, I would like to thank God, thank Pastor Stephen, Pastor Unami, Pastor Charlie and Pastor Helen for giving me the opportunity to share. I start off with my family. My father was born in Sri Lanka and he's Tamil. My mom was born in Malaysia and she's Chinese. They both met in Singapore and that's where I was born. Both have different religion, different cultures, and they didn't practice it when we were born. So we were not taught about God. We don't know who God is. So that's how I grew up. And when, in my teenage years, I used to pass the church and I love going into the church. It's a Catholic church. So I used to go in. I used to see the priest and I asked the priest how to pray. So he told me to come and see him every day. But the day when he said that I should speak to my parents to convert, my mom didn't allow. So there's a break there. I stopped going to the church. But after a few years, I went to another church. It's a very popular church in Singapore. It's called the Novena Church. I used to go there for a mass every Saturday after work. What I love about the church is I love the songs, and I love the peace in the church. That's why I went there. But guess what? There's a break there too, because I got married to a Hindu. So I stopped going to the church. So it didn't happen. But, you know, life gets into the way. I've got three children, blessed with three kids. They're all grown up now, married, and blessed with four grandchildren. But I didn't teach my kids about God. It's because I personally don't know who God is, right? But I tell myself, when they grow up, let them embrace and believe who they want to believe. So years gone by, there's a break. I put a break in knowing who God is. Then one of my child, who is sitting here today, he was hungry for God. But he didn't put a break in his life. He went straight, full on. And he came to me and told me to read the Bible. I said, okay, I'll read the Bible. So he told me to pray every day. Yes, I'll pray every day. But, you know, still I need to find who God is. So he told me to accept the Lord in my life. And, you know, all these years, I'm still given an opportunity to know God. I thought, this time I will not put a break. Let me go through it. Because I come to a later stage in my life and I can't afford to put any more breaks. But you know what changed in my life? When I accepted Christ in my life, I gave Him everything. Okay? That means I gave Him access to my life. Everything has in my relationship, my finance, whatever plans I have, whatever goals I have, everything. Because He is my strength now. Right? So, for small things that I want, any small things I want to do, I'll talk to God first. Okay, if I were to ask my son, he'd say, speak to God. All right, I'll speak to God. Simple things like if I'm on my way to work and if it rains and I don't have an umbrella, I say, God, please help me that I don't get drenched when I go into the office. And He is always there for me. He never let me down. You know? So for me, these are all the things He's done for me that I would like to share. Okay? You know, when I was looking for a job those days, it's always, I thought my age is a barrier. But I was wrong. After knowing God, after getting Him into my life to decide for everything that I want Him to decide for me, I asked Him what to do. He never put a barrier in my life. I used to get jobs, two jobs at one time, and I have to decide what I want. That's how great God is. Okay? I would like to share a scripture. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So if the Lord can wait for me all these years and never gave up on me, He won't give up on any of y'all. Okay? You see, I took a lot of breaks in my life. What I'm telling to all of you is, you can take your breaks on the road if you need to. Okay? But do not take the break in your life. You open your hearts and you let Him in your life. You lay everything down to Him. What He has done for me, He will also do for all of you. Okay? So, with that, I'm done. All of you will be blessed. Just open your hearts. Thank you.